It's Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. In a key meeting at the White House today, President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky discussing an end to Russia's war in Ukraine and finalizing a mineral rights deal between the U.S. and Ukraine. ABC's Tom Sufi Burich has more.
The minerals deal is important. In theory, it's that framework that ties U.S. and Ukrainian economic interests together in Ukraine going forward. But I think it's not the main show. I mean, the main show is ultimately how you reach a ceasefire on the ground and what the security guarantees will be. And it doesn't look like there'll be many references to security guarantees in this minerals agreement.
Pope Francis remains in a Rome hospital for pneumonia. The Vatican says he continues to improve. Doctors say it will take more days of clinical stability before they know if the Pope is out of danger. In Los Angeles, the red carpet is out and final preps are underway for this Sunday's Academy Awards. The Oscars air on ABC. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dozens of Wisconsin farmers are currently waiting on millions of dollars promised to them by the federal government. The Dairy Business Innovation Program gives grants to more than 400 dairy farmers across the country to help them grow. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has frozen those payments. 88 Wisconsin farmers were waiting on $6.5 million. Farmers who are due to get money applied for it in 2023, were approved in 2024, and started working on projects like growth or updating technology, knowing they would be reimbursed. But without that reimbursement, they could be in trouble. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says half of the grant recipients are small farms with fewer than 5 employees. People from the association will be traveling to Washington, D.C. next week to push for the release of this money. Senator Tammy Baldwin is also asking the USDA to resume the payments. She spearheaded the program. Meanwhile, Baldwin held a roundtable with Wisconsinites, many of whom are confused about changes from the federal government. Melissa Kay reports.
The first question outlined how chaotic things seem in Washington, D.C., and asked how to help calm the uncertainty people are living with every day.
It does feel a lot like chaos here.
Senator Baldwin said announcements are coming so fast and furious that it's difficult for hardworking citizens to keep up.
I will tell you that some of the chaos that we're experiencing is very purposeful.
A top Trump advisor said their strategy in the first days and weeks was to flood the zone. Many of the things proposed have resulted in lawsuits, making it even harder to understand what's going on. Baldwin said she's been spending time on the Senate floor reading letters from concerned constituents, and those voices and stories do make a difference. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes, they look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our Monday morning show, Savannah Tomei Olson will join our morning team.
And John and Gordy will be the official spokespeople of the Russian Spy Network.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
And good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allball here at the Civic Media Newsroom at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon. We have breaking news at this hour. We will begin our regularly scheduled show in a minute, but breaking in here into our regular programming to bring you special coverage of a remarkable situation unfolding right now in Washington, D.C., in the Oval Office. Just moments ago, between President Donald Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, who was hoping to appeal to the United States for continued security assistance during his trip to Washington, raising voices, more so Trump, to a lesser degree Zelensky, along with Vice President J.D. Vance, engaged in a tense back and forth about the nature of the United States support and whether Zelensky had demonstrated enough gratitude. Now, if you've been following the news, we talked a little bit about it this week. There have been foreign leaders from France, from the UK, visiting with Donald Trump at the Oval Office, holding joint press conferences. And yes, there have been some disagreements, but they've been, you know, French President Macron has pushed back a little bit, actually put his hand on Donald Trump's knee to say, wait, that's not quite true, when Trump claimed the United States had put in more money into Ukraine than the EU. But they were fairly, you know, cordial back and forth. President Zelensky had traveled from Ukraine, and the point was to sign an agreement today, which now, according to reports as of a minute ago, seemed to be somewhat up in the air. The point for Zelensky to travel to D.C. today was to sign a mineral rights agreement with the United States. This had been put in front of Zelensky over a week ago with little to no notice, and initially he said, no, we won't sign it. There are reports, there was back and forth, that the percentage of what the United States would own in mineral rights in Ukraine has been negotiated to Zelensky's liking, Ukraine's liking, and that they were going to sign this today. The reason that President Zelensky of Ukraine was willing to sign this mineral rights deal, giving the United States some rights to mineral mining, Trump's position vis-a-vis the United States position is that that would help to repay some of the money that they put into Ukraine. Zelensky, after negotiating, was willing to sign this with the feeling and thinking that if the United States had workers, private companies mining in Ukraine, that would give some military protection against the aggressors, who are Russia and President Vladimir Putin. Very important at the front of this. Very important. It is an indisputable fact that Russia attacked Ukraine without provocation, which began this war that has now just begun its third year. Let's go to some of this astounding and remarkable audio here at 9 minutes past the hour of 12 noon before we get into our regular scheduled show. I think it's important for our listeners to hear this in real time. And the nearly, you know, I've been around watching White House politics since the last couple of years of Richard Nixon. Have never seen anything like this in the White House. These may be slightly out of order that they happen because this all has happened in the last 10 minutes. It's a fluid news story. Aaron Zommers, our remarkable producer, helping me out here, bringing you these almost live cuts, only a few minutes old. Here is the first one where Donald Trump is attacking Vladimir Zelensky.
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you are not strong...
Mr. President, with respect...
This is J.D. Vance right now going after Zelensky.
...the Oval Office to try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war... Everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
You will not have a war. Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this.
I'm not dictating.
You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influence.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and it happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position.
You don't have the cards
right now. With us, you start having cards.
I'm not playing cards.
Right now, you don't.
Yeah,
you're playing cards.
You're playing
cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
It's back
to you. Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once?
A lot of times.
No,
even today.
You said thank you.
Even today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Again, bringing you truly remarkable, unprecedented comments by the president of the United States, vice president of the United States, verbally attacking the president of Ukraine in the Oval Office in front of reporters. Vice President Vance shot off a number of questions and insinuations. Zelensky started to answer, said, look, you have the advantage of having a big ocean. You don't feel this from Russia directly, but you will. And Trump cuts him off. Don't tell me how to feel. Never let Zelensky answer the question. This continuance insinuating that Zelensky hasn't thanked Donald Trump enough. Trump saying you don't have the cards. Zelensky said, I'm not here to play cards. Never seen anything like this before. Here is another cut. A reporter is asking, I believe, Trump on this one, what if Russia would break the ceasefire?
She's asking, what if Russia breaks the ceasefire?
What if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now? Okay? What if they broke it? I don't know. They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me. Let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me. He went through a phony witch hunt where they used him and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, Shifty Adam Schiff. It was a Democrat scam. And he had to go through that. And he did go through it. We didn't end up in a war. And he went through it. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom. It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. And then they said, oh, Oh, the laptop from hell was made by Russia. The 51 agents. The whole thing was a scam. And he had to put up with that. He was being accused of all that stuff. All I can say is this. He might have broken deals with Obama and Bush, and he might have broken them with Biden. He did, maybe. Maybe he didn't. I don't know what happened. But he didn't break them with me. He wants to make a deal. I don't know if he can make a deal. The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position. But you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing. All right, I think we've seen enough. What do you think?
What's this negotiation?
This is going to be great television, I will say that. We'll see what we can do about putting it together.
Again, this remarkable special coverage right now, this remarkable presser about less than a half an hour away or ago now between Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, President, Vice President of the United States, respectfully, and Vladimir Zelensky, the President of Ukraine, in which Donald Trump just said moments ago, quote, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me, unquote. President of the United States sitting in the Oval Office talking to an ally of the United States, a head of state in Zelensky, defending an enemy of the United States in Vladimir Putin with intimidation that is unprecedented. Again, would not normally play all of these cuts for you, but I think it's imperative that the American people, a people across Wisconsin, hear this in real time without interruption in these cuts, and you can decide for yourself. News reports right now are going crazy. Wires are going crazy. Republicans right now in Congress telling news reporters that Trump got everything wrong in this press conference. Do we have time for cut three, Zombers? Or we'll come back and talk about that in a minute. You're listening to special coverage right now of breaking news in Washington, D.C., where Donald Trump and J.D. Vance met with President Zelensky of the Ukraine, which devolved into a verbal attack on Zelensky. Trump saying, of course, at the end there, it's going to make great television. That is not what the President of the United States is supposed to do when it comes to foreign policy, regardless of party. Trump arguing that coming out strong against Russia's Putin would be counterproductive to reaching a peace deal with Russia and Ukraine and push back against concerns that he allies himself too much with the Russian leader. We're going to come back. We're going to play a couple more of these cuts because I want you to hear it in real time. And then we will step away from our special coverage and go back to our regular show and take your phone calls as well. But I want to get these cuts out to you. For some of us, they're extraordinarily hard to hear. But as our friend Matt Flynn is fond of saying, history being made every minute of every day. This is the front lines of history. Never before have we seen a President of the United States take this sort of action while sitting in the Oval Office. We'll come back, wrap up the special coverage, and take your phone calls. You're listening to special coverage of a press conference between Trump, J.D. Vance, and Zelensky. Stay tuned to Civic Media.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you're headed to vote in New Hampshire's traditional March town meetings and need to register, bring proof of citizenship documents with you or you won't be able to vote. 20 other states have similar legislation pending. New Hampshire's HB 1569 eliminated sworn citizenship affidavits, subject to fines or imprisonment for lying, as evidence of citizenship. and now accepts only a birth certificate, U.S. passport, or naturalization papers. There is no evidence of any widespread non-citizen voting in the state, and the law was immediately challenged in federal district court as unconstitutional and an unreasonable burden. President Donald Trump's recent unfounded claims of widespread non-citizen voting generated a rush to tighten proof of citizenship legislation around the country. Voting Rights Lab is tracking 35 proof of citizenship bills in 20 states, many based on model legislation pushed by former Trump election lawyer Cleta Mitchell and her Only Citizens Vote coalition. Just this month, proof of citizenship bills were advanced in Wyoming and Missouri. 18 other states are considering bills adding proof of citizenship requirements, and the pending SAVE Act in Congress would require it for federal elections. A 2024 study by the Brennan Center for Justice found 9% of Americans don't have ready access to their citizenship documents. We have links to the Voting Rights Lab tracker and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome back, everybody. It is now 21 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on February 28th, 2025. We are in the middle of a breaking news report here at Civic Media News. I'm Todd Allball at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison, joined by producer engineer Aaron Zommers. We will go back to our regular show, our regular scheduled programming on this Friday in a bit. But cutting into our regular show, our regular programming across the network to bring you coverage of an unprecedented meeting in the Oval Office less than 45 minutes ago between United States President Donald Trump, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. The Ukrainian president has traveled to the United States under the auspices to sign an agreed-upon mineral rights deal. The United States put this in front of the Ukrainians about a week ago with little to no advance reading of it. Zelensky had pushed back and said he wanted to read it, like any of us would, a deal we're going to sign. After reading it and some negotiation behind the scenes, Zelensky felt that this is about a mineral rights deal. That Trump's saying, look, the United States put money into Ukraine, not as much as the EU, by the way. And it should be noted that most, if not all, of the arms, planes, tanks that we sent to Ukraine, the United States, were in the stockpile of the United States military that were aging and were going to be replaced anyway. So what happened was, under the Biden administration, those military pieces were sent to Ukraine, and then it sparked manufacturing in the U.S. to replace it. That would have happened anyway, but these armaments were sent to Ukraine to help fight against Russia, which, again, it is fact. The president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, attacked Ukraine unprovoked now 3 years ago. In any event, Zelensky of Ukraine negotiated his mineral rights down to an agreeable percentage, saying that, and Ukraine's position is, if the United States has access to our mineral rights to a degree and invest private companies, and there are private companies and Americans working and doing business in Ukraine, that would certainly provide us some cover for our protection against an all-out assault of Russia. And so Zelensky flew to D.C. today, and they had this open press conference in the Oval Office with press prior to going into closed-door meetings, which are supposed to be happening right now, and then signed this deal in public. Reports are now that the deal is not a sure thing after an unprecedented press conference in the Oval Office. We're bringing you these cuts nearly in real time. So don't hold us to this, that these things happened exactly this order, but we're bringing you the raw audio uninterrupted so that you can listen and judge for yourself. Here is another cut from this press conference, or this open gaggle, they call it, or presser, with Trump, Vance, and Zelensky, saying that at the end, you know, basically the spectacle, and Trump's all for the American people seeing this. Here's another cut from this Oval Office meeting.
We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on.
I understand, sir.
I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards. You're buried there. Your people are dying. You're running low on soldiers.
Listen,
you're running low on soldiers. It would be a damn good thing. And then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I want this. Look, if you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you'd take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course we want to stop the war.
But you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire, what they think.
That wasn't with me.
For you what
that wasn't with me. It that was with a guy named Biden who was not a smart person.
That was with Obama. It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama, who gave you sheets, and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets and Trump gave javelins. You got to be more thankful, because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
One more question to Mr. Vice President. I'm sorry.
It's going to be a tough deal to make.
Let's go to cut five, Zomers, if we get this in. This is cut five again. Zelensky pointing out that Putin broke the ceasefire.
The way it goes. All right, one more question.
I want to respond to this. So look, for 4 years in the United States of America, we had a president who stood up at press conferences and talked tough about Vladimir Putin, and then Putin invaded Ukraine and destroyed a significant chunk of the country. The path to peace and the path to prosperity is maybe engaging in diplomacy. We tried the pathway of Joe Biden of thumping our chest and pretending that the President of the United States' words mattered more than the President of the United States' actions. What makes America a good country is America engaging in diplomacy. That's what President Trump is doing.
Can I ask you?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So he occupied it. Our parts, big parts of Ukraine, part of East and Crimea. So he occupied it on 2014. So during a lot of years, so I'm not speaking about just Biden, but those time was Obama, then President Obama, then President Trump, then President Biden, now President Trump, and God bless, now President Trump will stop him. But during 2014, nobody stopped him. He just occupied and took. He killed people. You know what the contact
2015.
2014.
2014
and
2015.
Yeah, yeah. So
I was not here.
Yeah, but...
That's exactly right.
Yes, but during 2014 till 2022, yeah, the situation the same. The people have been dying on the contact line. Nobody stopped him. You know that we had conversations with him, a lot of conversations, my bilateral conversation, and we signed with him, me, like a new president. In 2019, I signed with him the deal. I signed with him, Macron and Merkel, we signed ceasefire. Ceasefire, all of them told me that he will never go. We signed him with gas contract. Yes, but after that, he broken the ceasefire. He killed our people and he didn't exchange prisoners. We signed the exchange of prisoners, but he didn't do it. What kind of diplomacy, JD, you are speaking about? What do you mean?
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy.
And that was President Zelensky pointing out the truth that there was a ceasefire and it was Vladimir Putin and the Russians who broke it. An unprecedented press conference, a verbal assault by the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the Oval Office against the U.S. ally. Come back. We'll discuss it.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
While it's not yet spring, students are already planning their animal projects for the summer fair season. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Friday, and I love seeing baby lambs, piglets, and calves hitting the ground this time of year with the hope that they'll earn a blue ribbon. Dr. Darlene Conkle is the state veterinarian with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And one of the questions that she's getting so far is how to identify these animals at the fair. Who needs an electronic ID tag?
The rule was from USDA in effect November 5th, which applies to cattle and bison. So any cattle or bison to which official ID is applied after November 5th, that ID has to have a radio frequency or electronic component. So the way I like to think about it is any official ID that was applied before that date is still valid, unless that animal loses that tag and needs another one. But any animals that get a new tag after November 5th, any cattle and bison, that is, would need the RFID component to that tag.
And for those showing at their county fairs this summer, Dr. Darlene Conkle recommends reaching out to your fair if you have questions. We'll take a look at our midday commodity prices next.
Well, hold on to your britches, everybody. It's time to go nuts at the Springfield Corners Testicle Festival. March 8th, you can enjoy deep-fried delicacies along with ice-cold beverages and live music by the Lights Out Band. Join me, the fabulous Farm Babe, along with the rest of the Midwest Farm Report team at Springfield Corners for your chance to win concert tickets and to try some fried Rocky Mountain oysters. It all kicks off after 2 p.m. on March 8th. Springfield Corners. See Facebook for more details.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Markets are mostly in the red. Midday on a Friday, cash corn down 10 cents at 454 and three quarters. New crop corn down 6¼ cents at 455 and a half. Cash soybeans are down 8¾ cents at 1014 a bushel. November new crop beans down 11¼, trading at 1030 and a half. And July new crop wheat is down 3¼ cents at 573 and a half. The Class 3 milk contracts are mixed. The March contract is down 2 cents at 1898 a hundredweight. The April contract is up 2 cents at 1862. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This weekend, we ask the question, where is the GOP? And we ask it to former RNC Chairman Michael Steele.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and most days having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now, past the hour of 12 noon, we return to the regular format of our show here on a Friday. Aaron Zomer's behind the board. Glad to have you along. We will we'll get to some fun in hour two. We have a What's Worse for you. Peter Rapine will be in with a more humorous look at the week in review. Had some other things I wanted to talk about today. New breaking news on Kash Patel, the new FBI director. He seems to be living two lives. His residence is with another man in Las Vegas, according to records are reporting. And now wanting to say he wants to run the FBI and the ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau, from home, part-time. And the hypocrisy of that. But we are not going to talk about that right now because breaking news in Washington, D.C. is taking its place. Just got done with that special report. And I wanted to bring you these cuts of this gaggle. It wasn't really a quote-unquote press conference. It was a gaggle where you've seen this 100 times. The President of the United States in the Oval Office in front of the fireplace to the right. Whoever he is entertaining is to his left as we look at it on television. It was Trump. Next to Trump on the couch was Vice President J.D. Vance, and in the left chair was the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. And Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the President of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the President of Russia, a known dictator, saying, quote, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me, unquote. This, of course, after the United States voted with Russia and against Ukraine on a simple resolution in the UN this week, which stated that Russia started the war in Ukraine, which is indisputable fact. Not a lot stuns me anymore, but that stuns me. Deeply disturbing. And appreciate your text if you want to text in or call. We want to discuss this. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. John, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Appreciate your text, John. John in Milwaukee says, quote, I voted for Trump, but I'm appalled at how he publicly spoke to Zelensky. If Trump had issues, then take it behind doors. 100%. Unacceptable, unquote. Appreciate your honesty, John. Appreciate you texting in. Like I say, I've followed politics since I was a kid. I was very young, like 4 or 5, Nixon's last year. But I've been paying attention to presidential news and politics since the mid-70s. Early 70s, I guess. I've never seen anything like this. 855-752-4842. We will take your calls in order that they've come on the air. First going to Mark in Perdisac. Mark, thanks for holding on. What say you?
Yeah, well, I took a little break and called Rep. Pocan's office and my two senators' office to express my just complete horror of what I just heard. It is just disgusting that this is the kind of thing you work out. You work out what's going to be, if you're going to be doing an event like this, you work out beforehand how it's going to appear and all this. But Donald Trump has just humiliated the United States and humiliated the world by appearing like this and more or less confessing that he was allied with Vladimir Putin back in 2016 is my takeaway from it. Mm-hmm. He and Putin went through the 2000 Russia hoax together. Well, number one, it wasn't a hoax, and by saying I went through it with Putin, me and Putin went through this together, is just, it seems to me, almost a confession of guilt in that. Yeah. And
Mark, stay on the line. Don't go anywhere, but I want to bring everyone breaking news, breaking in the last minute. Remember, Zelensky was here to sign a deal on mineral rights with the United States, with Trump. They're going to have a press conference, a formal press conference, to do this in public. Breaking news now via CNN and CBS. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Donald Trump will no longer hold a joint news conference today. According to the White House, they have confirmed it. Ukrainians are about to leave the White House. And quite frankly, who could blame them? Mark? Go ahead, Mark. I just want to get that breaking news in.
Yeah, well, it's just something. It's just indicative of what a dog and pony show that this has been for the Trump administration, because this is the kind of thing that has to be worked out beforehand. If you want, it will appear like you actually know what you're doing like this. This should have just been... It should have been just them shaking hands and doing this rather than, Trump wanted to humiliate Zelensky. I mean, probably on Putin's orders. And J.D. Vance is the little puppy dog that goes right along with Donald Trump, to attack the man. The man has stood up against Vladimir Putin, for God's sakes, and he should be shown respect for that.
I think you said it earlier, Mark. I think that was a great point, that this is a sad day for the United States. I mean, this is a capitulation to Putin. And quite frankly, to Xi in China. You have to wonder who's popping more corks right now in the presidential palaces in Moscow or China, Putin or Xi. This is a complete capitulation of U.S. foreign policy to our sworn enemies. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, Los Angeles now, where we find L.A. Tom. L.A., what say you?
I got to say, I'm just emotional about this, Todd. I love this country, but this guy today has just destroyed our country. And if our media, and if someone doesn't either invoke the 25th Amendment, or if somebody doesn't speak out loudly and not let him get away with talking to an ally like this, I mean, Ronald Reagan even must be, who I don't like, must be rolling over in his grave right now. This man 100%. Is such a stain on this country. And honestly, I would like you, if you can, or if Zomers can, please give us the phone number or email or address so we can all write into Ukrainian representatives and tell them we do not stand behind Donald Trump at all.
Yeah,
this
I think
not what we stand for. And I don't know what that number is, but
I see that our listener Ali is on the line in North Woods. We're going to get to her in a minute. I think she has that number because I think she's called the Ukrainian embassy. And interesting, LA, that you bring that up because reports by White House reporters in the room in the Oval Office when this went down, multiple reports that the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, the U.S. ambassador, Trump's ambassador to Ukraine, put their hands in their head, or their head in their hands during this. If you saw the video, Marco Rubio is sitting next to J.D. Vance looking like he's had shock treatment. I mean, you're right, to L.A. Everybody in that room, sans Trump and Vance, know this is capitulation. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, many of whom know this is wrong, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, and listening in Chippewa Falls on WCFW, the tap in Chippewa Falls. And thanks for calling. What say you?
Yes, I want to send a message out to all our listeners. This should scare the United States. And Trump saying this is going to cause World War III.
Yes.
If anything causes World War III, it's Trump. And for J.D. Vance to sit there and tell Zelensky that he needs to sit there and kiss this king's feet. And then the way Trump was like hitting Zelensky. That's such a bully. He's a bully. And people in this country need to wake up. Something is going to happen. And if it's a war, that's going to be our ass. Because I'm telling you right now, China has a better military right now than we do. I've been in the military, and I know what's going down. And I fear for the United States. Thank you.
Appreciate your call, and appreciate your service to our country as a veteran as well. I've been holding off a little bit, quite frankly. We had a discussion off the air yesterday. And Trygve Olsen, the Lincoln Project, who has actually been banned from Russia by Putin and who has fought against autocracies in Eastern Europe, who's been on the ground there, who's lived there, knows this better than anybody that I know. It is not a guarantee any longer that there will be midterm elections for Congress in 2 years, less than 2 years. And people say, oh, Todd, how could that happen? Really easily. Trump has now taken over the head of the military, putting sycophants, or in other words, people that only listen to him, in as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He has taken over the Department of Justice. There seems to be nobody left on the Republican side in Congress that wants to take him on. The only guardrail we really have left that has held so far is our courts. Trump saying earlier, attacking a couple of days ago, 3 days ago, attacking Ukraine, saying, well, you know, it's Zelensky's a dictator because he hasn't held elections. And Zelensky said, look, 20% of my country is under Russian control. You can't have an election when 20% of your people can't vote. So how do you not have midterm elections in the United States? To Ann's point, you start a war. And you say, well, Zelensky couldn't hold elections when he was at war. Neither can we. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Ollie, listening in the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, can you say bully times two? My gosh, who would have thought that a United States president and his vice president would both verbally attack ally of ours. I cannot believe that people will not get out and march and protest, do whatever it takes to get them out of office. You can't just take Trump out. You need to take both of them out, because obviously they both agree, and you have to get them and all of their new cabinet out.
And when you say that, I want to make clear that we're not talking about violence. We're talking about vis-a-vis the law or the courts.
No, I am talking about peaceful protests.
Impeachment and the like.
Get out and protest peacefully and do whatever you can.
Right.
Call anybody. I called the Ukrainian embassy earlier today before all this happened.
Do you have that number, Ollie? Because other people are asking. Can you share that number again, please?
Do.
All right, here we go.
I will. I called them earlier and said, please get a message to your President Zelensky not to trust Trump. Do not sign anything until you look things over carefully in your own time. And do not trust him. Look what he's done to our country in a month.
And what is that number, please, Ollie?
The same thing to you. Mm-hmm. It's 202-349-2963.
202-349-2963. Zomers will put it in the show notes. That's the Ukrainian embassy in D.C.
Everybody should flood their... Yeah.
To show support.
And let them know that the USA does not agree with what Trump did to their president today.
Yeah, really appreciate that number, Ollie, and appreciate your listenership. Appreciate your phone call. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. The breaking news now, less than 10 minutes ago, after this unprecedented verbal assault by Trump and Vance on President Zelensky of Ukraine in the Oval Office. Now, breaking news, Ukrainian President Zelensky and Donald Trump are no longer going to hold a joint press conference. According to the White House, they have confirmed that. And the Ukrainians are about to leave the White House. And who could blame them? Back with more phone calls. Gene and Eau Claire, you are next. Do not go anywhere. It's a special edition of the Todd Allball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Attention.
If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
The John and Gordy Show.
Hey, did you know that the Best of Madison nominations are now open, John, for Best Radio Team?
That's right. I've been writing our name in there.
Have you?
Yes.
How do you do that?
You can do one write-in a day.
Oh, okay. You know, I think we have more information on our website, WMDXradio.com. It says Best of Madison and how you can nominate us. People out there can nominate us.
Yeah, all you have to do is put in John and Gordy.
That's it. Easy as that.
And over and over again.
Well, you can do it once a day.
Once a day, right?
Yeah, once a day with your email. It's easy. Best of Madison. Remember, John and Gordy Show in the radio team category, okay?
Yes. If you guys don't vote for John and Gordy, I'm going to cry. And you don't want to hear me cry.
Probably. No.
We hear you cry just about every day. Yeah. What's the problem? Oh, no. Here we go. Oh, boy. Get him a tissue, will you?
Get to WMDXradio.com to nominate us for Best of Madison.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. And trying on a Friday to have some fun doing it. We'll try to have some fun here in hour number two. What's worse for you today? It seems... I don't know, Zom. I was all pumped up for this, but in light of today's news, not quite as pumped up. We're going to do it anyway. Having to do with my old nemesis, cable companies, but phone and cable companies. But we'll try to turn a page here at hour two. And also our friend Peter Rapine will be along at 1:30 to talk and lighten things up the lighter side of the news. Talking right now about this breaking news today. About an hour ago, President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance met with the Ukrainian President Zelensky in the Oval Office. They call it a gaggle, where they invite the press in around the fireplace informally. And Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, and I'm not using this term lightly or to be funny or to make fun. I'm using it in the most serious and literal context. The President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, verbally assaulted an ally of the United States in the president of Ukraine and sided with Putin. Trump saying, quote, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me, unquote, and went on to defend Vladimir Putin. Telling the president of Ukraine, quote, we have all the cards, unquote. And now breaking news less than 15 minutes ago, President Zelensky and Trump will no longer hold a joint news conference today, where it was expected that they would sign a mineral rights deal that would give the United States access to some of the minerals and would give Ukraine at least some protection against Russia. The Ukrainians are about to or now have left the White House. An unprecedented slap in the face in the Oval Office by a sitting president to an ally. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gene up in Eau Claire, WCFW, The Tap. Thanks for calling, Gene. What say you?
Thank you so much for playing that so everybody can hear it. I was watching it, and I couldn't believe it. The President of the United States just humiliated and attempted, to... just hurt President Zelensky and show how tough he was to Putin and support Putin and this poor man whose been working with this country, watching as people die one by one and watching the bombs come in. And that dirty, filthy traitor Trump should be impeached immediately, because this is the most horrifying thing he displayed to the world of the United States of America, and that's not us. And I can't believe it. I'm like you. I've been watching our country for years, and this is the most horrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. Thank you, Todd, and thank you guys for keeping the word out there, because this is horrifying. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it. And that's why we played those in their entirety without interruption, without being funny about it. I played the cuts the first half hour so that you can listen for yourselves. Let's go to Joe listening on WMDX here in Madison. Joe, thanks for listening. What say you?
I echo Gene's sentiments that this is really critical that you change your lineup for the day to focus on this, and I hope you take whatever time it requires in order to walk and talk this through. What we saw was appalling, and the thing is, it's not just us seeing it, it's the world seeing it. And you know that within Europe, there are all sorts of countries that are very close to Russia that are going to be, they're going to make their plans. You know, it's like physics. I keep saying there's action, reaction. What's going to happen to those countries, Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, Finland, which shares a border of 800 miles with Russia? What is going to happen to Poland? I mentioned to you before, they've started their classes and teaching their children, compulsory classes and teaching their children how to handle guns. This is not going to go unwatched. You know, one of your previous callers was Anne, I believe, talked about a military reaction to this in terms of China. And I think a thing to keep bear in mind with China is that they hold a second only to Japan U.S. treasuries. If they decide to say, we're going to dump a whole lot of them, kaboom, there goes our economy. Yep. We are acting like we are alone and we can do whatever we want. The world doesn't work that way. It works on connections. We all know that. And he just severed a whole lot of them, not with just Zelensky, but within Europe and South America, all sorts of places got the message, which is you cannot trust Trump. He is Putin's poodle. And that's where we are. He is Putin's poodle. And we all know it now. And now the question is, what are we going to do? Thanks, Todd. I really appreciate your attention to this matter.
Thank you, Jill. Appreciate your listenership. You nail it, as you always do, as Matt Flynn likes to say. And this is this is more than a shot, a flare, whatever you want to say. This is chilling for American allies around the world, as Joe just said. 855-752-4842. Eric listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Eric, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Three more quick questions. One, the rhetorical. What does Putin have on Trump that he's so subservient to him? And then a specific question, because I didn't see it, but I'm assuming this means they're not signing that agreement. And my third question is, how long are Republicans, at least the ones that aren't ultra-mega, willing to go along with it? That's my point.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. Appreciate the call. Number one, I don't know what Putin has on Trump specifically. Matt Flynn was on the program on Monday of this week saying that he believes still there's a Steele dossier that can, whether it's Trump with hookers or whatever that is that he holds over him or even worse things. Who knows? Number two, your question on, yes, the meeting, the presser latest word here, according to CNN, 11 minutes ago, the mineral deal was not signed. A rare mineral earth deal in the U.S. and Ukraine was not signed today after a blow up between Trump and Zelensky. I would call it more of a verbal attack by Trump on Zelensky. So, yes, reporting is that deal was not signed. Zelensky has now left the White House at this time. What was the third thing, Zomers, that he asked about?
It was, how far are Republicans going to go along with this?
That's the question. That's a great question, Eric. We're going to have to see because this is unprecedented. Either Republicans need to speak up and do something, or it will be too late. Come on back. We will have hour number two. We will wrap things up here on this special coverage of the Oval Office and try to have a little fun before we're out of here. Come on back on Civic Media.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
The Dade County Humane Society is your local, independent, donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and new beginnings to thousands of animals every year. Join Dade County Humane Society on March 14th at Monona Terrace for Toto's Gala. Get ready for an unforgettable evening filled with snuggly animal greeters, cocktails, dinner, dancing, all the while raising funds to support animals at the Dade County Humane Society and in our community. Reserve your spot at giveshelter.org/Toto.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The meeting at the White House between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky getting off to a tense start. Vice President J.D. Vance and members of Trump's cabinet also in the room. President Trump blaming Zelensky for being disrespectful.
Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful.
Zelensky trying to thank the U.S., but also working to get security guarantees for any peace deal with Russia.
I really count on your strong position to stop Putin. And you said that enough with the war. I think that is very important.
President Trump telling Zelensky he does not hold the cards. The meeting ending early. President Trump issuing a statement saying he believes Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved. This is ABC News.